This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Yeah, so we, of course, continue the waiting game. We wait for the president to announce the executive for his cabinet ministers. And, of course, also at provincial level here in Gauteng, we are awaiting the announcement of the provincial executive. I think the latest to do so was the Northern Cape. But even while these deliberations continue, government has to go on functioning, and the government, various government departments continue to carry on with the work. And this is thanks in large part to the work that has been done as leading the various departments by the Directors General. We spoke earlier to the former DG in the State Security Agency, Advocate Mahlodi Mufe, who is the, who's now ambassador to South Sudan. Now, the recent flurry of letters between the leaders of the ANC and that of the DA seems to suggest that some of the DGs have great cause to be concerned. And that's with the DA apparently insisting on control over the appointment of the DGs and the review of the current DGs' employment contract. So what is the legality in as far as that's concerned? Professor Somadota Fikeni joins us on the line. He's a public service commissioner. Good morning to you, Prof. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, and greetings to you and your viewers. I mean, your listeners.
Indeed. So now, here's the thing here, because I think the president has been quite clear in reminding the leader of the DA about the constitutional imperative and what the constitution states, appointment not just of cabinet ministers, but even of DGs, that is also falls in his domain. What the DA is putting forward, the review of the, the current DGs on their contracts, is that even legally plausible?
It's neither legally. Public administration is a highly regulated space. There is no law that has not provided for any career incident. You cannot have a wholesale suspicion of a category of people and say, I'm going to remove them. It would be the same as saying, people in this township, I think they are thieves. They should be put in prison.
Mm.
We will investigate later. So even in this case, when you are a DG, you have a contract, you are protected. If anybody comes with an evidence that you are not performing, there is a performance management system, systematic and scientific, to say this person is not performing. If you are insubordinate and not implementing your minister's policy directives, there is also a consequence management to deal with that.
Mm.
If your contract comes to an end, there is also a process on how you review, renew, or discontinue that. So you cannot willy-nilly say we are bringing in politics as a predetermination. It would also not be helpful for those who come in with a tag that these are people of this party rather than professionals. And average persons in public sector just want to do their job. They support whichever administration.
Mm.
And ministers who have tried to do this thing of removing people without process have lost in court cases one after the other. And taxpayers are the ones who have to pay.
Yeah. Is this perception that, DGs serve the interests of a certain political party, is that not borne out by the fact, or is that not really come from the fact that it is the president, who is a politician that appoints them? Of course, the much vaunted cadre development.
Actually, that is not exactly true.
Mm.
President delegate powers of interviewing, identifying, and recalling DGs, and doesn't sit in produce.
Okay.
So as a minister incumbent, you call another minister, opportunity to come and assist you with the professionalization framework now. It says PSC will have a panel of experts to come and sit in those interviews and informed by a particular area. If you're going to be science and innovation, then you go to science councils, you go to other things or universities and get the best of the best to select that. So if you happen to be party A or party B, you will be the minister seated there. You will be the minister who will say, Minister so-and-so, can you come and join me? The president comes in at a point where you say, we've recommended this person. Can you... what happens with the public protector and so forth is outside the president's hands, and the president can only sign the appointment, and if he has an objection, it has to be a valid one that can actually be tested even in courts.
What is the legal framework then that protects, you know, because we know, for example, members of parliament are not subject to the Labor Relations Act. What is the legal regime that protects DGs?
The contract they have, as well as all the administration laws that are there, and should they be bullied or be taken out without anything, they can go to the labor court, they can go to the courts, they can appeal to the public service commission to say the process may not have been regular and so forth. But of course, public protector is there to deal with the executive authorities if they had fixed the process so that it can be reviewed. The contracts of the DGs does protect them. If you want to take them out, they can take you to court and come back to their work, or they can win and decide to cash the rest of the monies. And the problem with this, if I were to extend it, it's a slippery slope.
Yes.
If you say, I want to bring my DG, what about the DGs?
Yeah.
What about chief directors below them? It could just be a slippery slope where you balkanize public service and go against the very professionalization where we said we wanted an insulation
from
of
politics.
Professional bureaucracy, which is the case of any developmental state which is performing well. But once politics come in, every state that does that never perform well because they end up in all kinds of litigations.
Dr. Somadota Fikeng, I don't know whether you dropped the prof when you left the university or how that works. But
I'm still I'm still a visiting professor at Nelson Mandela University.
There you have it.
But we never really care whether you say Mr. Doctor or prof because it doesn't define me.
Always good chatting to you.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Public Service Commissioner, Professor Dr. Mr. Somadota Fikeng.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.